Good morning, everyone. Let's get started. Okay, so we have another busy day ahead of us with a number of meetings and briefings throughout the day. First off, we have a couple of sessions before the break. And this next session is to look at a report on the topic of ICANN policy processes and public interest responsibilities with regard to human rights and democratic values. So I would like us to move right into it. We're getting a little bit past 9 a.m. So is it correct that I'm handing over to the Council of Europe to lead us through this? And I understand there was a clarification of something or something to that effect around the status of the report. So if you could clarify for us in the discussion, I think that would be useful. Council of Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and hello to everybody in the GAC. I'm looking around because I'm also looking for one of the authors of the report, which is Thomas Schneider, your Vice Chair. I'm hoping he's in the room, but I was hoping he would contribute too. Thank you for having this point on the agenda. Just a few words of introduction and context. The Council of Europe is an intergovernmental organization of 47 countries in a pan-European context, and its main business is and core values are to do with human rights, the rule of law, and democracy. And some of you may know that this means the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, the European Convention on Human Rights. It means the Budapest Convention on Cybercrime, other conventions on data protection, and firmly believes in multi-stakeholder dialogue, has worked with a number of actors, both state and non-state, on a number of topics, including issues such as net neutrality, the public service value of the internet, and many other matters, including regional spaces like the European Dialogue on Internet Governance. So very much a multi-stakeholder approach to internet governance, policymaking, etc. And I'm glad to see one of the authors of the report here now. Just some words of context. This, as an observer to the GAC, the Council of Europe has been trying to see how it can contribute to the discussion, its work into the GAC, how do governments feel about human rights, etc., in the context of ICANN. The report is a report which has been commissioned by the Secretariat of the Council of Europe. It's not an adopted text of 47 countries. It's not negotiated. It hasn't been consulted and discussed widely with the member states. This was just a first attempt to put some issues on the table regarding how do human rights, rule of law, etc., fit into ICANN. What does that mean? So this really is a document for discussion. It's very much open and it's for reflection. But it's inspired by global events. And I referred particularly to Net Mondial and the first part on human rights and shared values. I also refer to the report of ICANN of the high-level panel, because some of the issues in there include reference to human rights and how, in particular, how to reconcile national governments' protection of human rights online without fragmenting the internet. So it's very much about that. It's very much about internet as a global public resource, which should be managed in the public interest, which is part of the Net Mondial document. It's very much about